Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
So we have a subcommittee.
That's correct.
Okay. First, thank you for allowing this measure to be heard so quickly in this committee. SB 556 creates an advisory task force to report to the Secretary of Food and Agriculture on the potential economic and environmental impacts of the light brown apple moth. On March 22, 2007, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the presence of the light brown apple moth in moth in California. Since then, detections of this invasive species have been found in portions of Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and Monterey counties. At the end of last week, a moth was discovered in downtown Napa that has been rated a presumptive positive as a light brown apple moth. We are waiting for confirmation from the USDA Systemic Entomology Laboratory. This bug is a serious problem for California agriculture. The pest destroys, stunts, or deforms young seedlings, spoils the appearance of ornamental plants, and injures deciduous fruit tree crops, citrus, and grapes. I have the grape country. The light brown apple moth has the potential to cause significant economic losses due to increased production costs and the possible loss of international and domestic markets. SB 556 is a work in progress. As we find out more about the spread of this pest, the department and the legislature will be better able to assess what resources and programs need California may need to protect our precious and vulnerable agricultural products, which you care about, from potential harm. I would like to keep SB 556 moving as a vehicle to provide the necessary swift action to avoid any negative impact on the environmental and economic health of California agriculture. And I would like to offer any committee members as co-authors as this bill moves forward.
What I'm hearing, Senator Wiggins, is that you have more work to do on this bill, and as it moves forward, the bill will not look like it looks today.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking at creating a task force, but I'd like to turn this over to Larry Bezerk, Assistant Director of Plant Health and Pest Prevention, for a technical perspective.
Hi. Good morning. I have some comments on the light brown apple moth. The light brown apple moth is originally from Australia.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I don't think any of us question that the light brown apple moth is a problem. The question is whether a task force, A, is appropriate response, and B, an ill-defined task force at the level that it is today. I mean, what is it that we want to do to get rid of the light brown apple moth seems to me a more useful question.
I agree.
Okay. What we want to do to get rid of it right now, we have this week a technical working group comprised of international and national members who are meeting in San Jose later this week. They're going over all the data and providing on Friday to the public a list of recommendations on how to address the light brown apple moth. Those recommendations will be reviewed by the department as well as the USDA, and then we'll decide on what actions we want to take.
So what do you envision that this task force would do different than what that technical group is already doing?
The technical working group is a group of scientists which are looking at the scientific data. So a task force would have a broader range of folks involved in it, including industry members, including USDA partners, agricultural commissioners, and so forth. So I think a group.
But what would they bring to the process?
What they could bring into the process is a broader perspective on what needs to be done and advising the secretary.
Mr. Chair, Paul Cronenberg on behalf of Family Winemakers of California. Senator Cheney, I would offer the following. Based upon our experience in the past 5, 6, 7 years with Pierce's disease issue that we've been dealing with, the The Advisory Task Force and the Pierce's Disease Board provides a much broader perspective and an environment in which a lot of the technical operational things that happen in the agricultural issue get worked out. Obviously, there's some quarantines in place now as the months go by, particularly if the moth that was discovered in Napa becomes positive and we find other moths. I can tell you the wine industry is going to be interested in the quarantine and grape movement issues. We've had similar issues when we did the bulk grape inspection for glassy wing sharpshooter and Pierce's disease. That took a lot of inter-industry working out to get it done and to get it done smoothly. So I think that's one example of what this task force could do.
Could the industry be interested in helping us fund ag inspection stations at the border so we wouldn't get new moths and assorted others? I mean, you know, we're not funding the border inspection stations, and we're getting new pests every week with new task force and new, and I just don't know how to get out of that box. And
the
administration doesn't seem to want to fund the border inspection stations, so. Since it's not in the May revise anymore than it was in the January budget.
It originally came from Australia and established in New Zealand, New Caledonia, Hawaii, and the British Isles. So it's discovering California is new.
No, I know about it, but it's just frustrating that we keep spending new money to find new ways to do quarantines and pest control. We spend lots of money doing that, and the administration refuses to fund the border inspection stations.
Right.
Yeah. I can't help that.
It's a valid point, Senator DeChaney. That's a valid point, Senator DeChaney.
And any changes to this?
I think the department's here listening, so I appreciate that.
Any changes to this bill will come back to this committee.
That's what I wanted to make sure, that any change to this bill would come back to this committee.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's all I wanted to know. Perfect.
Well, because the appointments right now to the task force are made by the secretary of agriculture, and they have to report by, I guess, January 2007 to the.
Okay.
Well, the question is sort of the timeline. You just don't put a lot of time in there, and you don't have a very good definition of what it is you want them to do. So,
Senator Wiggins, I think it's a work in progress bill. We're more than happy to see the bill go forward from here. At least I'm voting aye.
Okay.
And I would ask is that as this bill comes out of the assembly, it comes back to our committee for a hearing. That's all we would ask.
You want to say something more about this?
No.
Okay. We don't have a quorum, Senator Cheney. Did you call people?
Yes.
So you may leave. I'm going to stay here until we have a quorum.
Okay.
And I can assure you that we'll have a quorum and we'll get your bill out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We would be if you were here.
Hello, Senator.
Light-bound Applemont.
Senators Maldonado?
Here.
Maldonado here. Duchaney?
Here.
Duchaney here. Denham?
Here.
Denham here. Flores, Kuehl?
We heard the Wiggins bill. Move the light-brown Applemont bill with the understanding that it will be returned to this committee if and when amended, because it still lacks a lot of detail.
The chairman's allowing a spot bill to get out of this committee?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just following the chairman. I'm just following the chairman. And I'm just following the chairman.
Motion is due. Motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Maldonado?
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. Duchaney?
Aye.
Duchaney, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Flores, Kuehl?